If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. A thanks for being with us today. No, really. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you're listening. It's Monday, April 9, 2018. And we're here to talk about lots of stuff. And man, there was lots of stuff going on today. And I mean lots of stuff. No, really. But this is a show about you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do markets and the things that affect the markets. And it seems like there were some things late in the day that may have affected the markets, even though I'm not 100% sure. But I am sure how we finished and where we are and where we stand. And all that. And, of course, we'll do Trump land. A lot of Trump land today. Oh, my goodness, a lot of Trump land today. And whatever else. But first, if you not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. If you'd like to hear what we're doing, we want to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Or you may call us at 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. If you do it for yourself or others, the consulting button, and if you want to get our notes direct to you, press the subscribe button, which will be at GaryK.com. Which way do I want to start today? I don't even know where I want to go. All right, first things first, most important thing. A big shout out today to Navy F-18 pilot Michael Thorson. We salute you, we honor you, we thank you for being a great example and defender of our country. We cannot be more proud and know we are in capable hands with people like you. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. Next, that was a sigh. So the market was up 440 points today, finished up 40-something points. The NASDAQ was up, I think, like 160, finished up 35. And, you know, I'm told that it was because, in case you haven't heard the news, remember what we told you many, many months ago that are they high? Remember we used that those terms? Are they high? When they announced the special counsel. And I don't know Robert Mueller from a hole in the ground. I heard he's a good guy, but I've never met the guy. He's a tall guy. Now, they sent the FBI from a Robert Mueller referral to go into Trump's lawyers' offices. I guess he has two. One in Trump Tower. His hotel room. And his home. No, they raided all that stuff. And I'm being told that the market took a crap over that. But then, you know, I have two TVs in my office. I didn't see anything hit on this until after the market. But I'm told that maybe one channel was intimating something. I don't know. Couldn't care less. We deal in reality here, and we'll get to that in a second. But anyway, that's the big story. Now, we're also being told, get this, this is now about the big raid. The big raid was on a payment by the attorney to, what's her name? Stormy? The attorney made a payment and said he did it, and Donald Trump says he did not know. Yeah, right, sure. Of course he knew. Yeah, right. I love that line from any politician. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, sure. Anyway, the big question now is what happened to attorney-client privilege? And I've already done my legwork. Supposedly, if they have good info that the attorney committed some sort of fraud or whatever, they can actually, there's like a waiver on it or something like that. But for me, we're going to go back months and months and months and months. And ladies and gentlemen, remember what we said. Why did they hire a special prosecutor? Because now the fix is in. And they're going to catch people on something. They have nothing on the Russia thing. They can't even come up with anything there. So they got to go elsewhere. And who knows what this leads to? I have no idea. But supposedly, that's what hurt the market today. I don't know. Anyway. What do they say? It's never the crime, it's the lying about it. We'll see how it plays out. Anyway, we'll get into the market wrap in a little bit, but that was a little bit of the story. Also, Wednesday is Zuckerberg. I believe, actually, maybe tomorrow and Wednesday. I got to double check. Yeah, I think tomorrow. I've already read his, you know, he actually has a statement beforehand. I think the statement's good, if you can go online and read it. But let me repeat my thought process. When people become self-omnipotent, they think they are omnipotent. They can't do anything wrong. Whether because they're billionaires, who knows what. That's when they're their most vulnerable. And they've done nothing but wrong, if you ask me. The two biggest functions of a Facebook, the two biggest functions, them, is privacy of your information, because you're giving it up, and transparency of everything. And they get an F-minus on both. F-minus. And I'm not even talking about that analytical company that's got their... we'll call that a mistake. They screwed us on the privacy. They screwed us on transparency. You know that whole commercial, you can check in, but you can't check out, the Roach Motel thing? That's what we are with them. You can check in, but it takes an act of God, actually maybe three act of Gods from getting out. But now, they're going to fix things. Anyway, so Zuckerberg tomorrow and Wednesday, I don't know what that means, but Facebook stock is in its own bear market right now. And today it's being reported, and I'm not making this up, that our debt and deficits are exploding. No, really. It hit the Drudge Report today. It hit other places that our debt and deficits are exploding. Really? We had no idea. You mean little old me was the only person who knew? Huh? And you can thank Trump, Paul Ryan, and McConnell for that. Because we know about the socialists. We know what they want to do. But we were told by Trump, Ryan, McConnell they were going to do something about the debt and deficits, and they lied. And let me be clear. I don't have to be politically correct. They lied. They knew they were never going to cut the debt and deficits. They lied. But now we're being told that they may do something about spending, but they're not. And there's all of a sudden talk about a balanced budget amendment. And you know why they're doing that? Because they've got zillions of phone calls in their offices. You know what those phone calls have said to these people? We're done with you. And do you know why the Socialist Party has been winning a few elections and their poll numbers are way ahead of the Republicans? Because the people that really do care are done with the Republicans. I've been done with them. And they've shown who they are. Con artists. Up next, we'll get the sports out of the way. And big market wrap, lots to cover. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. During the break, we're finding out that the investigation on Michael Cohen is for bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations based on the money he paid Stormy Daniels. That's what they're saying. We'll find out more as we move forward. But just remember what I told you months ago. The fix is in. Hillary Clinton committed so many crimes with her husband on money, and nobody even cared. On emails, nobody, the only people that cared are the opposite side of the aisle. These same people that are doing all this investigating now on Trump, Comey and all them, well, he's now writing a book or has a book out. They let the Clintons get away with just massive, 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 massive fraud and conflict of interest. I can go on and on. Now the guy pays a porn star and he's going under. Remember, the fix is in. But listen, we're for justice. If you do the crime, you get to do the time. We'll see how it plays out. We'll let you know. Okay, next. The Masters. I'm in this fantasy league and I took Phil and Tiger just for old time's sake, so at least I cashed on both of them. What depresses me is Patrick Reed's last tournament, I took him. Because the guy's been playing really well, and boom, he goes ahead and wins it. And I almost took Fowler. Oh, well. Anyway, congratulations to Patrick Reed. The greatest... I'll put top three. I've attended a lot of sporting events. Top three occurrences... I believe it was the eighth hole at Hazeltine when Rory McIlroy hit like a 60-foot putt in, and then Patrick Reed matched him. I think it was about a 20-25-footer. The roar was beyond, I can't begin to tell you, and they gave each other, you know, a little fist bump and a little pat. It was, for me, one of the top three I've been to as far as just wow. So congratulations to him. And lastly... the real important stuff now. Brock Lesnar retained his title against Roman Reigns last night at WrestleMania. That is a surprise because Brock Lesnar was supposedly leaving the WWE. Now it turns out he has signed a new contract, at least for now. People are saying it may just be for a couple of more fights. Who knows? In other matches, AJ Styles beat Shinsuke Nakamura, and he turned heel by... giving him the old you-know-what and the you-know-whats after the match. Ronda Rousey, I am so surprised. Magnificent. She's already a great professional wrestler. Great job. Great match. Done very, very well. Good on them. And really, for me, was the match of the night. And another surprise, Charlotte Flair beat Asuka in the women's title match, and it was a pretty damn good match also. So it was a pretty good night. I enjoyed it. A little too long, though. They have a pre-show from 5 to 7, and the actual show went from 7 to, like, midnight. Yeah, I watched it all. You got a problem with that? Anyway, it was good. Oh, and Daniel Bryan, he won his match coming back with the tag team match, and the place went just absolutely ballistic for him. And there you go. That's your WrestleMania update. You know I'd do a whole show if I could, right? And the Mets are 7-1. Swept the Washington Socialists. I mean Nationals. And last but not least in the news, Syria. Scumbags, losers, pieces of crap. Somebody should take out this Bashar Assad with a couple of bullets to the head. He is Hitler-esque. And the amazing part to watch Russia give him cover. I knew Iran is a bunch of scum themselves. But something should be done. Israel shot at, knocked some missiles on him. We'll see what happens from here. In case you don't know, he just gassed another city where rebels hold the city. 50 dead, a bunch of people. Gassed. If you want to go look at some of the video and pictures, you know, don't show it to your kids. But it's 2018 and this crap still goes on. And here's the interesting thing. And you all can correct me if I'm wrong. Where the hell is the rest of the world? Why is it always the United States have to do something? And now Israel. Where's the rest of the frickin' world? Where's the UK, France, Italy, Germany? Give me the Netherlands. Where's Norway? Give me anybody. Where's Canada? Where's Mexico? Where's China? Japan? Thailand? Give me Nepal. I'll take anybody. Where's the rest of the world? There's something very wrong. The guy's gassing his own people. Y'all can correct me if you think I'm nuts, but I'm Mr. Logic. All right, that said, let's do today's ugly reversal of a market wrap. Don't we segue well? Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. S&P was up today 8 points. Was up 49. The Dow was up 46, was up 24,373 and 394, 440. The NASDAQ, at least it finished up 35, was up, you ready for this? 160. And finished up 35. The NASDAQ 100 finished up 39. Was up 175. Do I got that right? 6604? 134? 173. The transports. They actually finished down 27. After being up about 113. So not good. That's what is known as the institutional crowd distributing a strong day. We'll have more on that and more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio. Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're gonna feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. The Trumpster just came out and called it a witch hunt and amongst other things. I'm sure if he wasn't president, he'd have a few other words, and probably behind closed doors, he'll have a few words also. Anyway, there'll be more to this to come. I am being told that they think the last 150 points could have been out on this news. I don't know. I'm looking at the aftermarket to see if we're bouncing up, and we're up about not much. I get my aftermarket here, just so you know. All right, so more to deal with. Again, these are just my opinions. You can take it for what you want. The fix is in. There's no doubt in my mind. And they're going to look for anything and everything. On this guy, and they're fun. Listen, there's some Paul Manafort. I never liked that guy from the first place. If these guys did anything bad, there should be heck to pay. But this is getting what I would call silly. They hire a guy to do thing on Russia, and now we got porn stars. Anyway, we'll see. All right, so let's go markets the rest of the way. I did want to mention one other thing that really goofs me out. Two things. Company called AveXis. AVXS. Biotech company. They are trying to develop what they call novel treatments for patients suffering from rare and life-threatening neurological genetic diseases. A noble cause. The stock was up $94.55 today to $210.46. So it was up like, what, 85%? Novartis is buying them out in cash. Okay? Novartis is this big drug company. And cash. Did I say cash? $218 a share in cash. The company has no sales. But they're paying $8 billion in cash for the company. They have no sales. They have nothing on the market. All the other gene therapy companies with no sales had a strong day today. It just goofs me out. And let me tell you on twofold why it goofs me out. First, stock closed at 116 yesterday? Why not pay 150? Why go up to 215? Why pay almost double for a company that has no sales? And let me be clear, they have no sales. Now, they have some what they call promising stuff. It just goofs me out. And let me repeat, no sales. And they bought them for cash. So if these drugs never come out, that's $8 billion out the window. Out the toilet, $8 billion. Kind of like our taxpayer dollars paying off interest. We'll see how it plays out. And I got to bring up Bitcoin. Not because it's done anything. Bitcoin's sitting at a 7-8 month low right now, and if it breaks, forget it. I'm reading stories about this, that, and the other thing getting involved in the coin business. I'm like, what? Do these people realize that the price of this crap is down anywhere between 65 to 100% depending on which coin? And they diluted the hell out of it. There's like 1,600, 1,700 coins. Venezuela, that socialist paradise, came out with a coin. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm nuts. Or maybe they're all insane. Anyway, just had to bring that up because I've been reading, this getting involved, that's getting involved, this is doing this. What? Really? Anyway. So let's talk definitions and rules and of the markets. It is bearish to be up 440 points and finish up only 40 points. It is bearish to be up 160 NASDAQ points and be only up 35. It is bearish to have these gaps up and strongs move and finish down. One of the definitive characteristics of bearish markets is strong opens, strong days, and bad finishes. Characteristics of bull markets is weak opens, weak days, boring days, and boom, jet to the upside into the close. So I'm just letting you know we had one of those days today. That's a rule. That's a characteristic. Next. We were asked, were we surprised by today? Yes. It just felt strong all day. And then, poof. Now, one could say, well, we had this news. Ladies and gentlemen, the next rule, it's not the news. It's how things react to the news. That's what matters most. You know, I heard earlier today when the Dow was up 400, it was because of, well, this trade thing with China's quieted down. No, it didn't. They just made that up. It's not the news. It's how the markets react to the news. Why wasn't the market down early on Syria? Why wasn't it down? The fact over the weekend, China came out and kind of, sort of, said, you do 100 on us, we're doing 100 on you. It's not the news, it's how the market reacts to the news. I can give you reasons why the market was down today, or should have been down big. It's not the news, it's how the market reacts to the news. And I'm letting you know, in bullish markets, let's just say the news of this raid is what brought the market down. I got news for you. In bullish markets, it wouldn't have been able to bring the market down. That's how things work. Because rules. In bull markets, bad news is good news. And good news is fantastic news. But the converse in bear markets, in bearish markets, good news is bad news and bad news is a horror show. So you all remember that. Now, we're now into, after we had that drop into that Friday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 trading days of vicious ping pong. Now, at the close of Friday, we had not broken support, and we ain't going there till it happens. It was good news today that the market shrugged off Friday's real ugly. Even though we were off the lows, I think we were down 750 Friday, finished only down 570. It was good news early today that it was getting shrugged off. In fact, the NASDAQ at the highs got back all the NASDAQ drop on Friday. But then we sold off. And we're just letting you know, we remain in this 10 trading days range in and around some very significant support levels that need to be watched. How's that? And when you have a chance, you can go look at them. Because here's another rule. The longer something holds and bounces off and then breaks, the worse it usually is, as the big money institutional crowd recognizes it and then they sell more. Up next, more on that and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579.
1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So all the major indices are stuck between a declining 50-day moving average and the longer-term 200-day moving average. The Dow is somewhat in the middle of the two. The S&P 500 is closer to that 200-day moving average. The NASDAQ in between the two. The NYSE is sitting just below the 200-day moving average right now. Quite the interesting thing. Let me go back to a rule I mentioned to you. And I want you to listen carefully because these are not made up out of thin air. It is going back decades and decades of studying of the markets. The longer support levels hold and then finally break, typically the worse the outcome. When those support levels are these longer term support levels, the ones that really define real trouble, and then they break. That is your big institutional crowd, the mutual funds, the hedge funds, the insurance, the banks, and all that, giving way, giving up, which always leads to more selling. And often, listen carefully, and we're not saying this to scare you, you get waterfall type action. And we are really watching this closely now because you hit these lows in October, November. You hit one in February and had the big reversal. And they've been taunted over the last 10, 11 trading days. Now listen up to the other part of the equation. In that, if we are going to go lower, how legs of bearish markets occur, we call it here time and price. We have been asked, what does that mean, time and price? It means after a drop off of a high, you can't get back to the highs. You just drift for a while and then break the stair step downwards. Typically, the break will come as the declining, remember careful here, a 50-day moving average is just price smoothed out. A 50-day moving average that was ascending tops out, flattens out, and then starts rolling over. Typically, that next leg comes as that 50-day keeps coming lower, and the sellers sell into every bit of price rally into that 50-day. For example, at the highs of the Dow, the 50-day was at 25,031. Even though 25, let me give you the right number. 50-day, yeah, 25,300. Even though it hit 26,600, the Dow, it just got too extended. So the 50-day moving average was about 25,300 at the highs. It's now at 24,800. Because price has stayed down, that smoothed out number has moved down 500 points. And every day we can't rally back above it, it comes down a wee bit more and a wee bit more. And if we roll over from here, it'll really start coming down, and that is your bearish phase. And you can go back to every top in every bearish market that's ever been in existence. That's how it works. So we're going to be watching this ever so closely into earnings season. Now, what are the odds? What are the odds that it breaks? I give it better odds it does than it doesn't. But that doesn't matter. Because I got news for you. Tomorrow, we get a 300-point day to the upside on the Dow, and it holds. And then sit around for a few days, maybe pull back 100 of those points, and then have another 300-point move. And the financials do that same thing. And then the leadership starts kicking in gear. That could happen. We just don't think odds favor that right now. And we say that knowing earnings are coming out in droves next week. But we don't react to that. We'll deal with whatever the market gives us. And we'll get a pretty darn good feel as the market decides, or before the market decides to let the die be cast. So stay tuned. We've been telling you ping pong. It's been right on. Next move will happen sooner rather than later. Let's hope it's the way the bulls want it. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. Oh, when you get home, do like we do. Quite a simple procedure. You all make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,